The following talk was conducted on the 16th of July and is entitled What's in the Bag? And was presented by spiritual leader Phyllis Grace.
Thanks, Julian. Perfect experience we've had, but you will understand what I'm talking about in a few minutes. I've been reading a book on my Kindle called The Handbook of Spiritual Tools, in which the author, Laura McLaughlin, describes how she used these 10 spiritual tools and the difference each one created in a particular situation in which she used them. Lauren writes about gratitude, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, trust, imagination, giving and receiving, intention, prayer, and affirmation. All excellent tools for us to use. However, today I have with me just 7 simple objects that we may find around the homes or are easily accessible, each of which reminds us of a simple practice that will help us to enjoy each day and every day more fully. So, what's in the bag? Well, it's filled with small items, as I said, that can remind us to be more than we may possibly be demonstrating right now. And it's called a daily survival kit. Our daily word this morning, beautiful, and I didn't know this was going to come up when I decided on the talk title. But the daily word reminds us that my ideas, dreams, and all that I do are some of the ways I express principle. Now, I believe that the few items in my little bag are ways that we can remind ourselves to be the best expression of that principle that we can be. So, let's have a look. What's in the bag, the daily survival kit? Well, the very first item is, let me get it out. Oh, it's being a bit difficult. It's a toothpick. But you might wonder, well, yes, we use that on our teeth. So what's this got to do with a daily survival kit? Well, the toothpick is to remind us when we're dealing with somebody who may be a little bit challenging, maybe a little bit difficult to really like, the toothpick reminds us to look and pick out a good character in that person. We may need to go a little bit further and take a magnifying glass and really look deep to find what it is. However, if we remember our unity principles, we will remember that each one of us is divine in nature as well as human. So if we remember the toothpick, we can look and see the divine nature in those challenging people that may cross our path in our daily life. So the toothpick is a very handy reminder of things that we can do to make our lives more enjoyable. Remember, we are, each and every one of us, fully divine and fully human. And that makes it so much easier to find or pick out something in other people that is good. They may not be expressing that goodness right now, but we know that it is there, hidden within them, and they're just not willing or able to express that at the moment. So what else have we got in the bag? Well, the next item that I'm going to look at, is a rubber band. And this morning's experience with Zoom is a wonderful expression of being flexible. We are all very flexible and not getting too impatient when Zoom let us down a couple of times and Julian had to do some work to work out how to get connected with us all. So the rubber band is to remind us to be flexible. There are lots of ways that we can practice being flexible in our daily lives. One of those ways is perhaps if we're going out for a meal, to try something a little bit different, to be a little bit experimental, perhaps being flexible, looking at something different on the menu to try. Often we make plans in our life, and unfortunately, sometimes they don't work out the way that we would like them to. But if we are, like the rubber band, flexible, we can see another way to our goal, and it usually works out very well. Being flexible is about having a positive attitude and looking to see the whole picture, or simply being open to a new experience or learning opportunity. How often do we come across a detour in the road? And there are times, I know, I grumble and complain when that happens. And what I have found is that often those detours take me on a journey that is quite interesting. And so I remind myself, well, this is a part of Adelaide that I haven't seen before. And what a great experience. I also know that the detours are there for a special reason, to keep the workmen safe, as well as the travellers, including myself. So the rubber band reminds us to be flexible with our attitude to such things as detours in the road. Other ways that I find I can be flexible is that if I have a journey to the same spot, perhaps an appointment on the other side of the city, I make every effort to take a different road to get to that appointment so that I'm seeing something different each way, each time. And that is a way of keeping my mind flexible. And golly gosh, don't I see some beautiful spots on the way when I do that. And I was talking to my daughter the other day and I was telling her about this. And she said, yes, she said, we went one way to a country spot in Adelaide Hills. And she said, and we chose to come home a different way. And she said, it was just beautiful. And it is a great opportunity to demonstrate and practice being flexible. Very helpful in our daily life, being flexible. It means being open to new ideas, new perspectives, and being able to accept that not everyone will think the same as we do. And we have to be flexible and accept that. So what's the next item in the bag? Well, the next item is a pencil. Now, the pencil is to remind us to list our blessings every day. And thanks to Rhonda's beautiful prayer earlier, she encouraged us to see the blessings in our day. Gratitude is a very powerful spiritual tool. And when we look at the blessings in all our situations, our lives are prospered in many ways. Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word says, gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating prosperity through divine law. He goes on to say that all metaphysicians have found that thanksgiving for what we have right now increases the inflow. Gratitude is a great mind magnet, he says, and when it is experienced from a spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. He says words which express thanks, gratitude, and praise release energy of mind and soul. He also tells us that the custom of saying grace at the table has its origin in man's attempt to use this power of increase. So often it's if we're doing a workshop or something, we may be reminded to write out 10 things at the end of the day that we are grateful for. that we see as blessings in our life. So the pencil is to remind us to be grateful and see the blessings in our everyday living. So what's next? Well, the next item is an eraser. This is to remind us that everyone makes mistakes. And it is okay, provided our mistakes do not harm others. Sometimes they do, and in that case, we have to be mindful to erase those mistakes as quickly as possible. The important thing to remember here is to remember that a mistake is a reminder that we can do better. And we are wise to affirm our intention to not make a similar mistake in the future. Again, I quote Charles Fillmore, who said, "Let the finger of denial erase every sin or falling short that you have charged up against yourself. Pay your debt by saying to that part of yourself which you think has fallen short, see you are well, sin no more, that nothing worse befalls you. Then loose him and let him go." When error is discovered and there is a willingness to correct it, under the law of forgiveness, man erases it easily. Often we may be the very last one we forgive, and yet it's very important to forgive ourselves, our mistakes, and move on. And as Charles reminded us, to let that loose and decide to sin no more. Pardon me. It's also important to forgive others when we feel they have made a mistake that has affected us in some way. So remember to erase the mistakes you make and forgive others for any perceived mistake they may have made as soon as you can. And oftentimes it may be that we need to ask the forgiveness of someone else. If we have done something that has harmed them or upset them, we may need to re-ask for forgiveness so that we can erase the mistake. The next item in my little bag here is quite sweet. It's a mint. It's a little bit hard for you to see, but I particularly wanted one that was enclosed so that it was easier to get hold of. A mint. So why a mint? Well, this is to remind us all that we are worth a mint. When I looked up synonyms for the word mint in my thesaurus, it told me that it can also mean perfect, unblemished, untarnished, excellent, and first class. Well, isn't that great? We're all first-class citizens. Isn't that wonderful? Too often we do underestimate our worth. So we need to be reminded that each one of us is worthy and an important part of the whole. Again, I go to Charles, who has great words of wisdom for us when he said, "Do not feel unworthy. No one is ever hopeless until he is resigned to his imagined fate." His imagined fate. And we can change that fate simply by changing our attitudes about ourselves and our worthiness. He goes on to say, each of us is formed in the perfection of the divine idea man. Remember, Jesus demonstrated that divine idea of man and often reminded us that we too can do the things that he did. If at any time you feel unworthy, remind yourself, you are worth a mint, because your body is the temple of the living God. It is not material, It is spiritual and perfect in all of its being. By seeing perfection in all things, we help to make it manifest. So let the mint remind you and me that we are very worthy of living the life we were meant to live, filled with joy, laughter, love, and an abundance of all these things and more. Okay, so what's next? We're getting to the end. The next item is this little thing. Now, Rhonda may know. Don't know whether you can see it. Rhonda may know what it is. There may be a lot that don't, but it's a candy kiss. I came across these when I was in the States, and I had a bit of a challenge locating them. And I went to lunch with my daughter and grandson a few weeks ago and was telling them that I was having, because they'd just come back from the States, and before they went, I said, will you see if you can get me some candy kisses? Anyway, they came home, and this was the first time I'd seen them since they'd been home. And Bo was all excited. He said, Nana, I've got those things you asked for. And he presented me with a bag of sweets, chocolates. And I thought, Wendy didn't remember quite what I asked for. They were Reese's. Now, these are Hershey's. However, they're really very nice, the ones that they brought back. And I said, thanks, Bo. I'm really grateful for them and I really enjoy them, and I really did. But I said, that wasn't quite what I asked for. It was candy kisses. And he looked at me and he said, Nana, I know where I can buy them in Adelaide. And I thought, wow, my 17-year-old grandson knows where I can buy stuff in Adelaide, the city that I have lived most of my life in for all these many, many years, didn't know anything about. So we went and to this candy store in a little lane in Adelaide, and sure enough, they had candy kisses, so I was able to bring that along. So what does the candy kiss remind us of? It reminds us that everyone needs a kiss or a hug every day. Now, if you live on your own, that may be a tall order. And there are ways that we can do that, however. If you can access the candy kisses from a store near you that sells American confectionery, great. Otherwise, a small cuddly bear is a great substitute for those of us who live on our own. We all respond to a little TLC, and sometimes we have to provide that for ourselves. So the candy kiss or the cuddly toy is to remind us to give ourselves loving, tender care. And when in the company of others, practice the golden rule, which is, in Jesus' words, which are found in Matthew 7:12, say, in everything do unto others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. So this is such a profound teaching that it is found in most other religions, not in the same words. However, the meaning is perfectly the same. This is another very spiritual practice, a daily practice that benefits not only our spiritual well-being, but our physical and emotional well-being. And one quote I found regarding a hug a day said, a hug returns back to you right away, like a boomerang. And isn't that so true? That when you give someone else a hug and they hug you back, it doesn't really matter whether they respond to the hug, but it makes you feel so much better, and it does return to you. And we are rewarded with warm fuzzies. So, what's the last item? Well, the last item in my bag is a tea bag. Now, the tea bag is to remind us, as this particular one tells us, is to relax. Relax on a daily basis. Now, relaxing is such an important thing that relaxation is the first of the five unity principle prayer steps. So when we're turning our attention to prayer or meditation, relaxing the body and mind are an important start to the process. Charles reminds us that divine mind is always, always harmonious and peaceful. And when our intention is to align with divine mind through prayer or meditation, we need to bring our consciousness into alignment with divine mind. And relaxation of the body and mind helps us to be open to guidance from within. So that's one way that relaxing is an important part of our daily practice and survival kit. But often in the midst of a busy day, it is also wise to take time out to relax, maybe to revitalize our physical or mental selves, and taking time out for a cup of tea or even a coffee is very rewarding. I find often when I'm working on a talk such as this one, I come to a spot and I think, oh, where to now? And so I find the very best thing to do is to leave the computer and go and either have a cup of tea, relaxing tea, or a coffee, and just relax for a few moments and perhaps turn within and ask for guidance before I come back to the talk. And it's amazing how inspiration returns and I know exactly where I need to go next. So relaxing is a very important spiritual and a survival kit in our daily lives. So I've offered you seven items that can remind us of ways we can express the best of ourselves. So let's do a quick recap of some special tools that we will enhance our lives and the lives of others. The toothpick reminds us, where's it gone? It's disappeared. No, it's not. Here it is. It's so small. The toothpick reminds us to pick out the good qualities in others as well as ourselves. The rubber band reminds us to be flexible. The pencil reminds us to list the things that we are grateful for. The eraser is a reminder to acknowledge our mistakes and erase them using denials and affirmations, and to forgive others who have made mistakes. The mint is to remind us that we are worth the mint. Worth a mint, each and every one of us. The candy kiss is to remind us that we all need a hug or a kiss each day. And the tea bag, well, it reminds us to take time to relax, which is what we're going to do right now. So I invite you to join me as we take a few moments in meditation. That is an important aspect of our unity teachings. Find a comfortable position, preferably feet flat on the floor if you can, just resting gently. You have your back reasonably straight, but not tense. And gently close your eyes or lower your eyelids and let that simple act signal a turning within, a turning your attention away from the outer world to the inner world of peace and harmony. Now focus on your breath. Notice the in-breath. and the out-breath, and the movement of air through your lungs. Breathe in and out. Take another deep breath in, and as you release that breath, relax and release any tension that you may be aware of in your body or mind. Take another deep breath, and as you release that breath, practice being present right here, right now. Now I invite you to take another deep breath in. And as you release that breath, open your heart and your mind to your divine inner being. As you continue being mindful of each breath in and each breath out, you may also wish to repeat the steps of relaxing, being present, and opening up your mind and heart to the divine within. If you find your mind wanders off gently, bring your attention back to the breath and allow yourself to fully relax into the moment, continuing to be aware of each breath in and each breath out. Now take your focus to the heart center, imagining that each breath in moves in and through the heart center. See the light of love and understanding spreading from your heart center through your entire body temple to bless and harmonize every single cell. Now see that light of love and understanding moving out into the world to bless all those whom you love, all those who are in need of healing and comfort. See that love and understanding moving out from your heart center to bless all those who are carers, doctors, nurses, paramedics, and all emergency workers that help us in our daily living if we need them. Continue focusing on the breath moving in and through the heart center, giving thanks for the life energy. Feel the joy in knowing that you are fully human and fully divine in every now moment. Now, as we take moment time in the stillness and quiet, let us contemplate the wonderful truth of our being, of being fully human and fully divine, as we rest in the stillness and quiet, in the silence. As we gently bring our attention back to this time and this place, let us give thanks for this opportunity to come together. I invite you to quietly express at least one thing for which you are grateful for right now. Let us be grateful for every sacred moment that allows us to learn and grow and express more of our divine nature. Let us also give thanks for our body temple, through which we can express our divine nature. And of course, let us give right thanks for life and life abundance. And so it is. Amen.